sub-Saharan Africa, where Nigeria belongs, is reputed as among the poorest regions of the world. Reasons for this is not far-fetched. The region has been in the dark, with no steady power to drive businesses which creates wealth and moves the economy forward. Addressing delegates and officials, the Minister of State for Industry, Trade and Investment, Hajia Aisha Abubakar, said the federal government was fully in support of renewable energy solutions to urgently power the country, thus enabling the actualization of its economic recovery plan through industrialization. In view of that, the minister, who was represented by a deputy director in the ministry, Dr. Francis Alaneme, pledged the unwavering support of government to stakeholders involved in clean and renewable power solutions through granting of multiple incentives, including tax waivers on importation and favorable policies. In a goodwill message, the governor of Anambra State, Chief Willie Obiano, represented by his special advisor on power, energy and water resources, Mr. Victor Meju, said his government was set to fully adopt solar power solutions in his street lighting project, which he said has been delivered in 19 local government areas of the state. Governor Obiano stated that the fact that the project was driven by generator made it expensive and unsustainable, hence the need to switch over to solar. The Director General, Federal Radio Corporation of Nigeria, FRCN, who was a special guest at the occasion, was represented by the Director, Lagos Operations, Prince Adeyinka Mosu. In a remark, Dr. Liman said the FRCN, saddled with the responsibility of uplifting the people and uniting the nation, will do its best to publicize the many laudable initiatives of government.
Quite commendable, especially with the challenges of power, if well carried out, will certainly help the rural areas, especially in the area of agriculture, rural school, small and medium-scale enterprises. And of course, because Radio Nigeria always stand with the people of Nigeria.
The chairman of the occasion and former VC of Obafemi Awolowo University, Professor Wale Omole, had in an opening address described the National Solar Program as the adoption of renewable energy for poverty alleviation and clean energy to mitigate effects of climate change. In Lagos, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.